Time for our radio roundup interview, and we have Sevier Valley Superintendent Cade Douglas in studio this morning. Cade, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're always grateful to come in.
Good. And I brought something up a few weeks ago when you were in here last and just asked off the air, what's happening in schools with, you've got problems with sexting, you've got kids using their phones for all sorts of things, and I'm sure this is a problem that you face as a superintendent every day, and that kind of brought up a discussion that I thought, you know, this is something our listeners need to hear, and so that's what we're doing today. We're talking about cybersecurity, we're talking about our kids, their smartphones, all sorts of things. I know parents are concerned about this. Why don't you just start us off with what you think parents need to know this morning about what their kids are doing online?
Yeah, this is a great topic. I was glad that you brought it up. It's something we need to talk more about in our communities, and I hope to continue, you know, this discussion. I hope there's lots of listeners out there this morning and hope to start a good discussion with parents and students and just all community members. We are always concerned. The safety of our students is our number one priority, and not only their physical safety, but their social and emotional safety as well. Absolutely essential that we keep our kids safe. And in today's world, you know, technology is a wonderful tool. Don't get me wrong. I want to make that very clear. Technology is changing education. It's fascinating. We do a technology spotlight teacher every other month, and it is absolutely amazing what teachers are doing with technology as far as instruction and education. So it's a wonderful tool. It has lots and lots of positive outcomes, but with it comes the danger and the things that can really put our students' social and emotional safety into harm's way. So when I talk about digital safety, I like to talk about the digital citizenship curriculum. I like to talk about what it means to be a good digital citizen. And, you know, when I was growing up, I remember the first email I sent, I think I was 20 years old. So that ages me a little bit, but I didn't have this issue with, digital citizenship would have been unheard of.
Right.
And now what we try to teach is, and we have a pretty good curriculum beginning in kindergarten all the way through 12th grade that teachers try to hit on kind of on the side with their regular academic curriculum. But we try to help students realize and understand that you've got to be a good citizen, not only face to face, but online as well. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, for some reason, students, that's where you get into cyberbullying and things like that. Students are willing to say and do things online that there was no way they would ever do face to face or even paper pencil. And so we try to help them realize, hey, it's the same thing. I talk a lot with youth in our community about the digital footprint that they leave. My telephone, my smartphone, for example, since I'm a community leader, it's grandma requestable. I mean, anyone could say, hey, I want to, they go through the proper channels, they could request my phone. And so one of the things that keeps me safe is knowing that I would never want to look at anything that I wouldn't want anybody to see that I was looking at.
Right.
It in the back of your mind as a youth, you need to realize that wherever you go, there's a digital footprint. It can be traced back. You know, all of these smart apps, they claim that they can keep you hidden from the world, but everything is traceable. Everything you look at can be traced. And I think that's a good starting point to let be your guide, that whatever you look at, others can find that you looked at. So let that guide you and help keep you safe. It's kind of like thinking that your mom is on your shoulder all the time or something like that. But it's so important to think that way. So digital, yeah.
When I was in high school, I think it was a seminary teacher told us, it was like, imagine your parents need to borrow your phone. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable handing your phone over for your parents to borrow for a day and try to act as if, you know, anytime your parents can just borrow it and try to live kind of like that. That's what you're saying there.
Absolutely.
Anyone can watch, anyone can find what you're doing.
Yep, absolutely. And that's one of the things we try to visit with parents about is every parent should know the passwords to their children's devices, smartphones, tablets, iPads, things like that. They should have their passwords so that they can check in randomly. And it's kind of like I'm saying, that's the same thing I'm trying to say is for my own children, they know that at any given moment, I'll say, hey, throw me your phone. I'm going to check out what you're looking at. And that keeps them safe. It's not a matter of mistrust or trust or anything like that. It's just them knowing that I'm going to be checking helps keep them safe and helps them make good decisions online. So for me, when I'm talking to parents, rule number one is always those devices should be plugged in upstairs in mom and dad's bedroom or upstairs on the kitchen table before everybody goes to bed. They all need to be plugged in in a central location away from the bedrooms. And then rule number two is know your child's passwords. Be totally vigilant. You know, check in frequently. Ask to look through their sites or log in, you know, if you have their Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, or I mean there's literally dozens of these apps. You need to know and have their passwords and just check in frequently with them. I encourage you to follow them. Get an account yourself and follow their accounts. And it's always good to remind them, kind of like what I'm saying, hey, there's a digital footprint out there. College professors or, you know, college selection committees, scholarship teams, they're going to check. You know, when you apply for a job, you will be Googled. People will check out where you've been and what you're doing and saying online. And so all of those things are so, so important, just like you would do as a normal face-to-face citizen. Now you need to just become that type of outstanding citizen online too. So it's complex, but it's really, you know, I have a couple of other suggestions I wanted to share that I looked up. We, and parents, just so you know, we on our website, severesd.org, you can click on, there's a link along the top that's for parents, and you can click on that parent link and then scroll down and it says parent tools for internet safety. And there's a couple of really good articles on there that were produced by Granite School District that talk about all the different apps that are out there. There are apps for messaging that there's several I hadn't heard of. Some of the more popular ones, Viber and WhatsApp, Kick Messenger. So these are all just to message other people. There are apps for hiding things, Secret, Poof, Calculator, Vaulty. These are all apps that their sole purpose is to hide things from plain view. Parents obviously ought to be aware. There's social apps. Those are the more common ones. Twitter, Facebook, those types of apps. There's photo apps. Instagram and Snapchat are two of the more popular, and they have purposes different than the other apps. Dating apps. And then now they're called jailbreaking apps, where it's almost like you're basically hacking into your own device so that you can hide things from others that are checking your device. And so there's just so much out there, but some great tips that we, beyond what we've already mentioned as far as plugging in and making sure you know your child's passwords and things like that. A great idea is to just surf the web with your child. Sit down and say, hey, show me what you look at online. Let's do this together. Monitor them constantly. Set restrictions for deleting messages or installing or deleting apps. That's one of the ones I always talk to parents about. On an iPhone, it's really simple to go in and set restrictions so that the child can't add anything or, you know, delete anything without the parent knowing. Again, I think a lot of these things you're doing, your child will say, don't you trust me? And you say, yeah, of course I trust you. I'm trying to keep you safe. And I'll extend that trust as we go. Encourage your child to think before they post. I think that is so important. Think a minute and realize that everyone's going to see it and it will be captured. Inform your child what they post is public and permanent. Encourage your youth not to respond to cyberbullying, but to just tell an adult. Show an adult immediately. Monitor who's connecting with your child online. And then, of course, try to get a good web filter. There's several of them out there that you can keep your devices more safe and filter and control what's unwanted
right
on the internet.
Right. I wonder, just real quickly, we're running out of time. There's so much to discuss, though, with this. I remember a teacher, I think it was in another school district, not Sevier County, not in central Utah, who asked in an assignment here in Utah, write something your parents don't know that you do online or you use your device for. And she was shocked with some of the things that were handed in. Have you been surprised at the kind of things that kids are doing online as you've had to deal with some of these issues? Obviously, I think of, obviously, parents, your mind goes to the worst possible thing. What kind of is the situation here in Sevier School District that you're dealing with on a majorly, or I guess average, what's the most that you're dealing with?
Yeah, I think, so to your question, yeah, I have been surprised several times. I'm becoming less surprised, which is kind of depressing. I tell parents, and it sounds so pessimistic, I tell parents, assume the worst when your child has a device or is, you know, online. Always check and always look, always be vigilant and keep those communication lines open. I think, I don't know, in Sevier County, we do have cases of extortion and we have cases of cyberbullying and different things that are happening. It's not as rampant and widespread as you see in other locations because we have such good families here. You know, our families, we have several families that are still, both mom and dad are home and both mom and dad are involved in their children's lives. And then we also have great grandparents and community support for parents who are single or both parents working two or three jobs, but we still have lots of community support, lots of good youth coaches and teachers and people involved in these kids' lives. So we don't have major horrific problems, but we do have some problems where kids need to be aware. There was a really good article in the Richfield Reaper this last week on extortion. And that has everything to do with sexting, which is sending pictures, inappropriate pictures via the web, you know, mm-hmm. to devices. And that is becoming, according to the article, it's becoming much more rampant in the communities where someone asks for a picture and then eventually they're saying, if you don't give me this or that, I'll expose your picture to others and money. And it's horrific. And so we talk a lot about don't send pictures, you know, be confident, talk to others. We've had the sheriff's department come into our schools and visit with our students. And it's very serious. That type of behavior can lead to some very, very serious crimes. And so we've tried to tell students just asking for a picture like that is against the law.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely don't send those types of pictures. One other thing I wanted, and I know we're running out of time, but that we've talked to parents a lot about is kind of a gradual release idea where you don't want to just totally keep them away from this. This is their world. This is the world they're living in. You definitely want to keep them.
It's going to be the world in a while. Yeah, for years and years and years. This is it.
And obviously, yeah, we do want to guard them and keep them safe and keep them away from anything harmful. But I kind of believe in a gradual release mentality as a parent. Myself, where, you know, when your child, and have these discussions obviously as parents, but when your child turns a certain age, you know, 14, 15, maybe that's when they get their first smartphone. And that smartphone is very controlled without the internet, without access to some of these apps. And then maybe moving, and these are just kind of my opinions, me thinking out loud, but then as they become a freshman or sophomore in high school, they get their first social media app. And then you move. What I'm getting at is by the time they graduate from high school and move into college, they've learned to self-filter. They've learned some really good behaviors as far as being a good digital citizen, and they're prepared for the world. They know what's out there. They know how to keep themselves safe. And they're just much more capable of living in the world that they're going to live in, because really, you have to become your own filter. You have to have that desire to keep yourself safe. These things we're talking about this morning are so addicting and they're dangerous. You think about it, they can destroy the mind and they can become very, very addicting. They call pornography the new drug. It's very brain altering and very dangerous. And so as children grow up and become young adults and move into adulthood, that's why I like that gradual release. If they do know how to self-monitor and they've learned how to keep themselves safe, then they're going to be a lot better off.
All right.
Moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Cade, for mm-hmm. coming in. Unfortunately, we're very out of time.
Yeah, short.
We've gone over, but a good conversation, and appreciate your efforts. And again, parents can go to the
yes.
school district's website to find more
on this. SevierSD.org, and just click on parent links, and there's some great information there. So thanks again for having us.